This is Chris Bloomer on Nation Radio, and on the show today, I'm in conversation with a brilliant band who are back with their second album. It's out to buy on Monday, and here to talk about B, the second release from BDI, is Liam and Gem. Good morning. You're right.
Things are great, mate.
Pleased to hear it. I tell you what, you've released this new album at exactly the right time. I was listening to it in the garden in the South Wales sunshine on Saturday, and it just sounded amazing. It's a real summery feel to it. The perfect summer soundtrack, you could say.
Yeah, just got to make sure the weather sticks, you know, plays its part in it.
Well, let's hope so, because it just sounds great in the sunshine.
Yeah, everything sounds great in the sunshine, though, doesn't it?
It's true, though, isn't it? Music does sound a lot better when the weather's nice.
Standing on your cat's tail sounds great in the sunshine.
Of course it does. Having a leak behind the bushes.
Yeah.
In the sunshine, amazing. In the rain, not so good. You must be so pleased with the way this whole album's turned out, then.
Well, yeah, because we wouldn't be having this conversation. We'd just be still back in the studio hammering away at it. We're happy with it, man. Love it. We feel it's different. Not too different. You know, so we can still tour it, we can play it, you know what I mean? But we think it's a new little avenue for us to go down.
Because I love Different Gear Still Speeding. I thought that was a great debut. But this, for me, just surpasses it in every way. As you say, completely sort of different sound and feel to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the idea, man, you know, and keep, I suppose, racking them up, as it were. You've got them both. And like you say, I'm sure a Different Gear would sound great in the garden too.
In the sunshine, obviously.
Mm. Mm.
Because you've experimented quite a lot on this new album, haven't you? I mean, there's lots of samples and you sort of used iPhone apps as well.
Yeah, I think that the most important thing about this record was staying out of the way, you know what I mean? Letting Dave do his thing, you know what I mean? And going with the flow, you know what I mean? And not getting too hung up about it, you know what I mean? Sort of just going, okay, let him do his thing over there and we'll get back to it in a minute. Just letting the magic do its thing, you know what I mean? Whereas the last one, we were kind of all in the ring. You know, it was great doing it, but it was more like it was graft, you know what I mean?
The last one sounds like that as well, in a good way. It sounds taut. Uptight.
Yeah.
You know, wound up.
Mm.
And also, as well, I mean, Dave stayed out of the way as well with this one. I think all of us were kind of observers.
Yeah.
In a way.
It's a wonder the album got done. The producer stays out of the way, the band stays
out of the way. We're all in the garden.
Yeah. I'll tell you who made it, the cleaner. The cleaner come in and sorted it for us.
I saw you recently on Later with Jules Holland, and the tunes just sound brilliant live, don't they? The horn section and you know, the two drummers as well, it just works brilliantly well.
Yeah, we were having it that day, man.
You're going to be doing a few live dates this month as well. You're doing Manchester, Camden and Glasgow.
We're not going to be doing the two drummers, though. We're going to be bringing the brass with us.
Oh, you've got the brass section there as well.
Yeah,
that's going to be good.
Yeah.
I bet you can't wait to be able to perform the new album live just almost immediately as it comes out.
Yeah, I mean, we've been rehearsing now for a bit and it seems to doing well, man. It's going well now and it's standing well with the first album. So, yeah, we're looking forward to everything. It's sounding good acoustically. No, we've been doing a couple of acoustic sessions and they're sounding great, man.
And what about the album cover? A very famous guy actually shot the cover, famous for shooting the classic Pirelli calendars in the 60s. What's his name? How do you pronounce it? I don't want to ruin things by...
Henry Pixar. A good
Well, he certainly did on the album cover, it has to be said. There was a nip in the air that day. That's his wife, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did she take much persuading to do that?
She looks like she's done it before, man. She looks like she's got them out before.
Well, it draws you in straight away, which is what it's supposed to, like with a great album cover.
It wasn't for that, man, because a lot of people have been getting on our case going, oh, is it sexist? It wasn't. I mean, listen, the nipple's great. It was the colours mainly and her expression, and she just looks like she's had a good time.
It's what you want to read into it, isn't it?
And then you sort of go, oh, my God, look at...
Oh,
she has a nipple.
What is that, I see?
I didn't. I thought it was just me who had nipples.
Puppy's
nose. Outrageous, isn't it? Really outrageous.
I like her knees anyway. Her knees look cool, man.
The whole of her looks brilliant, in my humble opinion.
Okay.
It has to be.
Oh, seriously, man. It's
about the knees.
Beautiful.